This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Priority Tire, shop online and get free shipping on all orders. Save $5 off your order with code MMA5OFF. Life Fitness. Work out in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 712.
712.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Groth, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans. We walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there?
Kirkland Signature Sparkling Lime Water.
Oh, specifically built for the maestro.
And what about you?
Just Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid-ish. A little something in it. Sister. A little Chopin in it. Clean potato vodka. Just a tad. Delicious. So I'm back from vacation. Was out in talking pre-show, little Baraboo, Wisconsin, the home of the Ringling Brothers Circus. Didn't know that at the time. Saw the circus museum. Did some really cool shit. Was out in the country. Slept very well, very nice. I don't know what that's about. I think it's just being away from shit and just being in nature. And just checking out, did some hiking, some super aggressive hiking, and now we're back in black, ready to attack. And then I was gonna say, as we slide right into MMA, they had a ref cam at this last UFC.
They did?
Yes. I'm just gonna show like a couple images, not the video. Oh, the page doesn't exist. It literally was there 2 hours ago. But imagine a ref
like
cam.
Yes. The UFC is good about pulling shit like that down.
Like 1 hour ago it was there, and now it's not.
Yes.
Because it was video. But anyway, you get the deal. You imagine it. And then the big event this weekend, right? UFC 316.
Yeah, did you want to get right into that?
Yeah, let's go for it. So I lose my earpiece here.
All right, here, hold on. I'm going to share my screen for just a second. We have UFC 316, Dvalishvili versus O'Malley Dos.
O'Malley!
June 7th. It's in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody gets in and out of there. Okay, that airport has lots of problems lately. And Juliana Pena versus Kayla Harrison. Kelvin Gastelum.
He's Joey, still going at it, man.
Pfeiffer. Because Joey Pfeiffer, I have no idea.
He's the guy. The guy on the main card with
no picture. Patchy Mix. What a
he's
name.
Straight out of Bellator.
Patchy Mix. He sounds like he's Irish.
He's not. He's so not.
Yeah. Bruno Silva versus Joshua Van Deliusen. I mean, this card is like, Sergey Spivak. I don't know.
You have ranked guys, right? But, you know, he got two championship fights.
Two championship fights, yes. And what do I want to talk about first?
The Merab versus O'Malley 2 fight. So the last time they fought was at the Sphere, and I'm pretty sure O'Malley was injured because he fought like that. I don't know if he said he had a torn hip.
Yeah.
But he just, there was like no output for like the first, I don't know, few rounds, and then he kind of came on in the last round. But his coach was even saying something weird, because I remember we were talking about the Sphere, like, how is this going to affect the fighters? Yeah. And he said the lighting actually affected O'Malley, because he was having a hard time gauging the distance on his strikes. Because, I mean, you got to imagine there's this fucking wall of lights that's constantly changing behind you and throwing weird shit at the octagon. And even if you were facing that, when you're punching that background coming at you, that's gonna fuck with you for sure. Mm-hmm. So there's some validity to that. So Then the other thing they said that during that fight that both of the fighters wore biometric mouth guards, and Merab, his resting heart rate during the fight was 44.
Wait,
that
what?
is fucking insane.
How is that even possible
during the fight?
No way.
So what's his normal resting heart rate? It's got to be in the 30s. He's not alive. He's dead.
12 pumps per minute.
Seriously. Wow. But that guy's cardio is so off the chart. I believe that. It's just insane. So with all that being said, and I think Rob broke his toe like a week ago. So
yeah.
What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I mean, it's very likely that it could happen what happened in the first fight, but I'm going to go with O'Malley was injured or distracted. You know, the one thing I will say about Dashvili, his striking is not the greatest. So I think O'Malley can catch him. I hope he can catch him. Like, I'd like to see a KO. I think we might see one of those flash knockouts like a minute or two into the fight. I think that's the only way O'Malley wins this fight. I think he gets handled otherwise.
Yeah.
He's got to pull a Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo kind of action. Maybe not quite that fast, but he's just got to catch him making a small mistake and boom.
Yeah.
But
for sure, cuz that the problem is that cardio is it's a killer cuz he can just wear on you. And yep. I'm just trying to play it out. And the other thing O'Malley said, I think he stopped doing drugs and playing video games and all got rid of like all the fucking distractions. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because sometimes you're good at when you're in that zone, like that's how you were training and now you've taken all that away. So it could go either way. I just think of John Jones, like if you took him off of all the drugs and shit and tried to make him straight line. And I think that's kind of what happened to him too when I don't know if it was Greg Jackson, that where he lost all that creativity, right? Like he was super creative, and then I don't know if it was the coaches like trying to mold him into something. Like you got to let him be free and spinny and elbowy. And I don't know if it's the same thing with O'Malley. Like you're changing a lot. And I'm going to say it's not going to be helpful. How's that? I don't think it's going to be helpful. I think it's detrimental. I think certain guys need to thrive in chaos, and I think he's one of them.
Yeah.
So, and I fear the cardio. That would scare the shit out of me.
That's insane. I don't think those stats can be right. 40. That's just.
It's probably like the Alex Pereira. It's like a fucking Ford Escort. And why'd you pick such a pussy car to be hit with? Why'd you say he hits like a Ford F-150? Right. That'd be more terrifying. So I think I'm going to go with Merab, even though like the broken toe is kind of a big deal though, too.
I think it adds a factor. I wonder if it's going to prevent takedowns because you use your feet.
You need that. It's a problem. Yeah. I mean, you could, I'm assuming they'll allow him to tape it to another toe. I mean, he was joking. We'll just cut that fucker off, but I don't remember if it was a big toe. I think it was a big toe and you kind of need that one. So the conditioning scares the shit out of me because when you're in that deep water and if you could just push that pace on O'Malley and just drown him. So I'm going to go with Merab with it's probably a decision, but I would like an O'Malley knockout. I'm not going to lie. I like the chaos. Speaking of chaos, let's do a little sponsor action.
Sure. This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right, and just came out with a new scent. For this month, it's Forest Walk. What's it like? You think lush greenery, soft moss, and I don't even know what this word is, but cool bergamot. It's the scent of a hike you actually want to take. I just did over the weekend. Super aggressive. And we have a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And back to the show.
Are we talking about the girls' fight at all?
We can. I'll just say I'd like the big unit of a woman, Kayla Harrison, to destroy Juliana Pena.
I'm feeling the same thing. I think it's going to be a mauling, and the odds makers would agree. It's Harrison's at -625.
Holy shit. That's like pretty big. I gotta pull up Zvet because I feel like there's a parlay in here. Hang on. Is there?
There's one on the other card. It's the guys are -550 each, which that's weird. Why do they do that?
Well, Marab's kind of, I kind of would bet, but you kind of need a fucking underdog in there because there's a lot of lopsided. The first three fights are pretty lopsided, and then there's no odds for the patchy mix one. But usually when guys come in from Bellator/PFL, they usually lose their first fight. Usually.
Makes sense.
I'm just saying. It was like all the Pride guys when they came into UFC. They all fucking lost. But I think in that case, it was everyone was on fucking steroids. And then you come to the UFC, you got to be somewhat clean at that time. Now you got to be really clean. So, So I like Kayla. She's going to woman handle her.
Yeah. Handle it.
I don't even think it'll be close.
I don't think so either.
Because now I'm starting to think like her first win was a fluke, and I think Amanda Nunes was injured going into that fight. And I think this is the fight, too, that whoever wins is going to fight Amanda Nunes, who's going to come out of retirement. So, fuck.
That sounds crazy.
You kind of want Kayla to win, because then there's another fight that we haven't seen. Because, again, these women's fights, there's a lot of talk of, should they even be on the main card? Should they even be a sport anymore? Because the lack of talent in the women's division is staggering. Like, you just don't have that polarizing person. You don't have that Ronda Rousey anymore. So, I mean, like, when Joanna Jędrzejczyk was on top of her game, right? Cyborg, when she's on top of her game, we just don't have that. So it's a tough sell. And even over the weekend, like, the main event was supposed to be Macy Barber versus Aaron something or other. And fucking Macy missed weight and then apparently had some seizures. And then the fucking main event was called off. So what the fuck are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Like, shit, you guys just shit the bed. And I think that's one of those deals, right? Where if the main event doesn't happen, can't people request their money back?
They can.
Yeah. Yep. So. And fucking Gastelum, does he still miss weight? Like, remember that? Like, he went on a fucking spin of, like, I think he had three weight misses.
Three, possibly four. I was like, two in a row, I think, and then the third one, and then he had an okay one, and then another one or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it three in a row? I don't remember.
It was a bunch. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Because I think I don't know if he moved up to heavyweight, but he was like 170, 150. It's like, I don't know. It was disgraceful. So he alleges he's dialed in, but fuck, man.
Dialing at 250.
Yeah, seriously. Let's just pull it up his record here to see. Oh, he got to win his last fight. Good for him. He's 2-1 in his last three. He's hit or miss. He's been around forever. So anyway, I don't know if I have anything else for 316. Do you?
Nope.
All right, we can move along. What else is happening out there?
Well, speaking of performance enhancing, there's a thing coming out called the Enhanced Games.
Yes.
It is happening supposedly in 2026 in Las Vegas. And basically, they're having a lot of these former Olympic athletes, I guess, that are going to be on all of the performance enhancing drugs and competing at the highest level with as much help as they can possibly take. There's a guy Magnussen who's
Yeah.
called the Missile. He's the Australian. I think he was the guy before Michael Phelps was the guy. So fucking kick some ass. He's put on 20 kilos of
Yeah, I've got his
weight.
picture here, the
You do?
comparison.
Oh, I don't have that. Okay. Oh.
Like, fuck me, right?
Is
A
he still
little bit
swimming
bigger.
looking like that? He looks like he's gonna sink.
Well, I don't the I guess I don't think there was a documentary out. There was like an hour video. I didn't watch it, but I think people were saying that this guy put 20 pounds of meat on, but it didn't help him. But he also wasn't exactly a current swimmer, so he's more like a retired swimmer coming back to the sport, but
Yeah.
getting gapped out of his mind. But you know, all those fucking Olympic guys were on something. It's just they're doing it more in a undetectable manner.
Yeah, Michael
But I
does.
would imagine like you're probably be a swimmer is probably better served doing like EPO than fucking. I don't think you want to be all beefed up trying to cut through the water. You want to be streamlined. So yeah, I think you want more cardio shit like
Yeah.
EPO. So yeah, I
Oh.
saw that guy. I'm gonna sign in to Twitter over here. Hang on. So I hate when I log in and I'm not logged in. 32-bit password.
Oh
Log it
boy.
in.
Gonna take it.
Okay. There we go. All right. Let's see what else is going down. Oh, so I wanted to bring this up. So remember we were talking about Brock Lesnar's daughter? So
Yes.
they have some video of her actually shot putting here. I want to show this.
Oh.
And she is,
A beast, huh?
yes. They said this is she won her fourth straight shot put title. She's currently ranked number one shot putter in the nation, Ingo. Because I forgot with her throw where that ranked her. I think when I looked at the last Olympics, like she would have placed in the top 10 with her
Oh,
last throw.
she looks just like her dad. Holy shit.
Yeah. And some sick fuck was suggesting, hey, maybe we should do a little MMA fight between Frank Mir's daughter and Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think there's a weight class that supports that, though.
Yeah, I think until she's done with the Olympics, we're not going to see that. But that's an idea. I don't hate
Right.
that
The
idea.
kids fight and then the dads fight again. I don't know.
God,
They're like in
I
their
don't think Frank
50s.
Mir's like head, his head might explode.
He's done. Well, I thought he didn't have like some crazy fine
back.
spews
Yeah,
fusion.
I don't think he's gonna be fighting
Probably
again.
not. And then I got a picture of what Brock looks like these days. I don't know what this is from, but he looks fucking psychotic.
Whoa. Oh, looks like a Viking.
Seriously. I think he goes braided up when he's wrestling. I thought I saw a picture of that. So, kind of
Cool.
fucking wild. What else is happening?
Let's see. Ah, here you go. Here's a commercial for you.
Okay.
I can't play the sound, but I'll play
Yes.
the video because there's music. We have Dr. Johnny Bones Sleep Doctor Edition. Sleep like a baby, falling asleep.
Oh, shit.
He's do offering sleep therapy. He's like a sleep therapist, and he just knocks people out
Nice.
and chokes them
I
unconscious.
like this.
Then he puts them to bed.
Then he allegedly sucks them off.
Oh, there you go. Good night.
Whoa, I don't, this is a little rapey.
It's a
Like, what's
little
going
rapey.
on here,
I wish
Johnny
I could
Bo?
play the shut eye. Lyoto Machida, sleep tight.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so
He
aggressive.
has a menu. He's got a slapping snooze wake where you get your ass up. He smacks you in the face. Can you imagine if John did that? He's got to have the 5 hour energy first, though. And then. Ketone, oh, it's a ketone IQ. What the hell is that? No clue.
know. It's some
That's
commercial.
what he's
I'll
selling.
black it out.
It's a sleep thing. So the flying knee.
I face fucking people. Holy
You get the
shit.
idea. He's out there
I
doing
do get the
stuff.
idea. He is doing stuff for sure.
Wonder what he got paid for that. I bet you got
A
paid
lot.
30 grand.
There were some rumors of some gay stuff happening with him. I think Big John said some stuff about him and somebody, I don't know,
Like
alleged.
people,
alleged gay stuff. I don't know. You do
butt
whatever you
stuff.
want. I don't care.
Something to do with butt
Well,
stuff.
I'll go right to this then. So,
Oh,
Derek
jeez.
Lewis had a quote. Since we're
Here.
talking about gay stuff, he's got a new technique. He's talking about this. He says, "Hey, once I knock guys out, I'm gonna start putting my finger in their ass." And
Ew.
he said he thinks if he does that, that people will stop calling him out to fight, because I guess too many people are calling him out to fight. So next person he KKOs, finger up the ace. So
Huh.
be careful.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I just, fuck, man, that's weird.
It's super weird and rapey. And likely could someone could press charges.
Seriously.
Not a good idea. Don't do
And
it.
well, maybe. I don't know. If it's warranted, I don't know. If you're knocked out, yeah, I don't need a man's finger up my ass after I've been KO'd. That's like Yoel Romero kissing people like Luke Rockhold after he KO'd him. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. I'll do one other quick thing too. So I saw Bryce Mitchell's got some training footage out. I'll share this. I think I could share sound. I'll tell you what. This is Redneck Rocky, my friend. Hitting, you know, Rocky hit a side of beef. Mitchell's hitting a side of pork here.
I mean, his technique was pretty good. His hands are a little low.
Sharp. I love the percussion, though. I would like some leg kicks into that, though. Like seeing Thiago Alves fucking leg kick that bitch. I mean, it sounded like him hitting a side of beef.
Taking a beating at post-mortem.
Yeah. And then the pig will take a finger in the ass, and then they'll fucking cook him up probably on a fucking spit roast, you know, kind of shit. What else is going on?
Apparently, I don't have the video because it looks like it got taken down. Nate Diaz
Always happens.
Was over in Thailand hanging out on trying to be on John Jones's show or whatever over there.
Yeah, they're doing that Russian Tough as opposing
And
coaches.
he was going to be a coach or some shit, and now he's out, apparently, because there was a brawl that happened, and he's like, I ain't fucking with these fools, and that's
Yeah.
he's out. He's donezo.
Yeah, Jake Shields posted a video and commented on it, and he said it was fucking insane, because he said the video that they posted didn't really show that there were hundreds of Russians and Chechnyans and even the people on the crew fucking jumped them, to the point where Jake Shields, who's notorious for jumping other people in brawls, said, I looked at the numbers of people and decided it was best to try to de-escalate the situation. Because he got jumped in there, because it started like some guy went up to Nate and squared up, and then one of Nate Diaz's crew came in and fucking clocked that guy and dropped him. And then that guy came back in, and then all his crew started jumping Nate's crew, and then John's just kind of like, what the fuck? Because John was in the room too. But imagine hundreds of crazy Russians and Chechnyans trying to fuck with you. Probably best not engage
Leave
when you
that be,
have
I would say.
not that many people with you. Yeah. I wanted to show that video, but they was fucking watermarked by somebody all over there. And speaking of Nate Diaz, he had a nice quote. Oh, let's see how to post this. He's talking about being like, why are you always throwing water bottles at opponents? And he says, I stay hydrated. I always have water on me. No matter where I'm at, you should see next to my bed in my room, I've got fucking 15 waters from every night. Then someone starts popping off, I throw the bottle like, shut up, bitch. I'm like, cool, man. He's a water champion. That's why. That's what always happens. Oh, what else is going on out there?
Let me see. Oh, man, this is a sad story, but I'm not going to show the video pictures. It's just... BJ Penn was arrested multiple times in the last week. Matt's laughing. He's like,
well, I was waiting. Like, who's going to bring this story up first?
It pains me. Apparently,
I
you
know.
Know, like, he's been on a serious mental decline. They're talking about, like, you know, I don't know if the dude has CTE, dementia, what
100%.
The fuck's going on, but I don't think he's well. He's having a hard time living in reality. And then there was a restraining order his mom put out against him. So he was arrested, like I said, multiple times. So I think he's in currently in jail under bond. So sad story, man. Just talking about aliens and people out to get him and all kinds of weird shit.
His family was cloned, man. I don't know what the
Yeah,
fuck's
they're
going
not
on.
real. It's not my real family.
It's true.
So I don't know. Yeah, I wish him, I think he needs some mental help. So.
Well, here's the thing, too. Dana White allegedly bailed Cain Velasquez out of prison. They were saying his bail was set at $1 million and Dana bailed him out, but you only have to put 10% of your bail up. So it's technically 100,000. So
Okay.
I'm saying, why doesn't Dana White fucking reach out and try to help BJ Penn out?
That'll be good.
Because I'll go back to, I believe it was Daniel Carcillo, who was a former NHL enforcer who was having symptoms of CTE, and I believe he was doing magic mushrooms to help rehabilitate himself, and it helped him. So maybe there's some sort of a more natural path for him. He's definitely, you can see where this is going. It's not going to end well. So hopefully someone will step in and fucking put him in like a retreat or something that's going to help him. Because you just see he was getting in all those street fights for a while,
He
and
was.
like now we're just in the next trend of getting arrested and then
It seems like CTE to me, but it could be he could be really depressed too, which can make you start to be psychotic if you're at some point. Like I think he's like in and out of what the fuck's. It's almost like he's schizophrenic. Like his freaking, he's like what's real, what's not real. So.
But it's weird because like some fighters are okay and then some fighters are not.
Yeah, I was reading something. I don't know if we brought this up here. I was talking like apparently there's creatine is being studied as far as effects on the brain, and they're starting to find that it can slow or reverse dementia. And so I'm wondering if there's something to that with CTE too. I don't know, like since they're linked, something about creatine in the brain. So.
Yeah, I forgot who was doing. I think that Dr. Rhonda Patrick was promoting that, and along the same lines, it's very beneficial neurologically to be taking that.
Yeah.
I was avoiding it for a while because I had
Why?
one kidney, and the rumor was it was bad for your kidneys, and then it turns out that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So,
Just gotta drink a lot of water, that's all.
yeah.
And you already do that.
That's right. Plus, my one kidney is stronger than most people with
It's
two
like two
kidneys.
times the size of a kidney.
It's growing. It's like the
Massive
Grinch's
kidney.
heart. It's growing three times its size, bitches. It's super efficient. Whatever the efficiency of two is, mine is more efficient with one. So fuck with you, peoples.
Right.
So, oh,
Maximum tip to tip efficiency.
that's right.
Remember
I don't know.
that?
This is like gay month, and he's doing gay hand
Remember
signals.
that show? Freaking Silicon Valley.
That's
What's
when
it?
TV was fun,
Oh
right?
God, that was dying. That was a great show.
It was. That's like Game of Thrones, like all the good shows were back then. There's
Oh,
like
if you have Apple TV, there's a show coming out. I think you should check out. I saw the preview for it. It's Owen Wilson as an old golf pro who helps some kid, and it looks really funny.
Yeah, who else is
But
in there? I thought I saw a preview. I'm like, God, oh, that looks pretty good.
it looks real. I saw that full trailer. It was like 5 minutes. I think
Yeah.
it's going to be good. I forgot who else is in there with him, but there's a couple stars.
Fuck yeah.
It's
I think
called
I'm in.
Sticks or something.
I'll look it up if my fucking computer will let me look at things. Was it Apple TV and who's the actor again?
Owen Wilson, Sticks is the show.
Watch stick. Oh, they're gonna give me the whole thing. Oh, Marc Maron, that's who else is in there. Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, man.
I'm like, I don't remember where I was hearing about it. I'm like, yeah, I saw that preview and it looked fucking cool. I'm like, I gotta watch that. I don't know if I have Apple TV. There's 8,000 streaming services I have. Maybe I have it. Maybe I don't. I don't know. I don't know. Let's do a blast from the past. Did you know Melvin Guillard is still fighting?
No, I thought he retired.
He's on a 10-fight losing streak right now.
Jesus. What is he
Did
doing?
you?
Boxing?
No, MMA. But did you know he's been out of the UFC for 11 years?
I had no clue.
does that like not yesterday. Make you feel old? If I had to guess, I would have said, maybe 5 years.
Yeah, it does make me feel old, but what are you going to do?
Holy shit. I'm going to pull up his record if fucking Sheerdog will open up sometime this year. Apparently, Sheerdog doesn't want to open up. Why am I going to Google when I'm clicking on a Sheerdog link? Here we go. The young assassin. I don't know if you can call him the young assassin anymore. He's 42. He's got 32 wins, 23 losses.
That's nuts.
Yeah, so he just lost on the 17th, gets submitted rear naked choke, but you can see just kind
of he's lost a lot of fights.
And then look at that, he fought Adesanya in 2017.
He doesn't not fighting very much, is he?
No. I think he probably just came back in like 2019 and then just came back in 2025. Probably get a paycheck. Oh. But fuck. Yeah, and then Gaethje, split decision.
He did not do well in the UFC.
No. It's like he had a little run and then
just... I forgot he fought some, you know.
Yeah.
Some bigger names.
Oh, Shane Roller.
Joe Lozon.
Evan Dunham, Jeremy Stevens.
I mean, he beat some guys, but.
Yeah, Nate Diaz. Dennis Seaver. Rich Clemente. Wow.
I guess
now
he was,
we're going way
in
back.
The UFC a lot longer than I remember.
Yeah, but he was, I think he was in one of the first Tough Shows, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. UFC Ultimate Fighter 2 finale.
Did Marcus he even
Davis.
Come back?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. This is all UFC going through.
My memory is different.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm getting old.
There's a lot of fighters. Well, it was easier back in the day because we weren't that, you know, maybe 100 fighters. No? Now we're probably 450, 500.
It's I was thinking tough. Of Melvin Manhoff. That's what, okay. I got the two mixed up. Now it makes sense. I remember him now with the blonde hair. You got the picture. Yeah, yeah.
Like, was it Demolition Man?
Yes.
Wesley Snipes? Yes. What else is going on out there?
Let me see. What else do we have? I'll just play this random ninja video just to shake it up.
I like random ninja shit.
Here he is. Little random ninja guy. Here he goes. Hiya. What do you think of this? Like,
is this Kid Rock?
It looks like Kid Rock or Kid Rock's uncle.
Yeah. Steven Seagal? Well, like, Jesus Christ. What are we doing? Is this a competition?
Apparently.
Like, those boards are toasted as fuck. They're so soft. Like, if I had a grandma, she'd fucking blast through
that
shit.
I never understood those competitions. Like, what do they actually prove? Like, nothing.
That, absolutely nothing. For, like, an old man running through the competition. I mean, it's beneficial, I think, for children under the age of 12. Like, build a little confidence. Yeah, heat them fucking boards up. Let them break some boards. Shit.
That's right.
But for an old man?
Maybe he needs confidence.
I don't know. I don't know.
Confidence. This guy's going to go out thinking he can fight, and then he's going to get his ass kicked.
And then a finger is shoved up his ass.
Jesus. It's impressive. There you go. We should make an MMA nuts fingers. Which finger would it be?
Oh, <geez. laughs> but I want it like the styrofoam one, like that huge one.
Oh, like is it the thumb that you're sticking up there, or the index finger, middle finger?
The index finger, but I want like a fucking beefy, like that one arm wrestler I brought up many shows ago. He's got the biggest hands in the world.
Yeah.
And his finger looks like a fucking cack.
Yeah.
It's that's what I want.
A veiny index finger.
Yes. Like, what the shit?
We can market it and sell it.
Hell yeah. Why not?
When you KO a fool, all you got to do is keep it in your back pocket when you're going to fight.
Like,
the risk is someone pulls it out of your pocket and gets you with it. And then you're like, damn.
God damn. Damn. I saw someone was talking about the GFL, and they were talking about the fighter contracts. This is Alex Behunen, if I said that right. He said most of the prominent former UFC fighters who were signed under GFL contracts were between $1.2 and $1.7 million. This is like Verdum, Faber, Junior Dos Santos, Paige VanZant. He said other contracts were between $70,000 and $250,000. So no wonder, right? Like everyone's going over there.
Yeah.
Because
who can pay that? No one can pay that.
No. That's why it's like if you could have just done a one-off fight for a fucking million, yeah, I'll fucking take that. All these old guys, they're not going to get paid that anywhere else. I mean, BKFC pays pretty well, but especially as a heavyweight, that's what was the UFC, right? Everyone, all the heavyweights always made bank, but I wonder, I don't know what Mike Perry's organization pays that, the Dirty Boxing Championship?
I don't think it's going to be that much. Maybe they pay him that much, but.
No, you need deep pockets and funding. And hence why that one never happened. But, and who the fuck was talking about suing them? Kevin Lee was saying basically they stole his image and all this shit, and he's going to try to sue them, but they didn't have any fucking money in the first place. So, like, you're going to waste money on a lawyer to try to sue. I get it. It makes sense, but maybe you need to go after them criminally versus civilly, because I don't think they have any money.
No.
Hence why they canceled the whole fucking thing and said, go fight somewhere else. I'll do... got one other. Well, I got a bunch of shit, but I'll do a quick one here. But I didn't know. I'm going to pull this up, and I think I could share the sound here. So Max Holloway hit a punching machine first. I think he set the record, and then he let his wife hit it.
Whoa.
And she hit harder than Max Holloway. And that's fucking embarrassing.
Oops.
But like, aren't you gonna re-hit that if your wife just hit that and out fucking struck you?
I might give it to her.
Fuck that. No, there's no way. There's no way. You're not a man in that relationship if your wife fucking outstrikes you.
I don't think those machines.
Respectfully, I say that.
Very accurate.
I don't know. That's tough. They are not accurate because you've seen Conor McGregor hit it and it hit a one.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like I've hit those things and the bag's underinflated and like doesn't go anywhere near where it should. And you're like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
That happened. I'm going to probably skip some of the shit. They have this robot boxing in China. I don't know if you've seen that shit.
I have that video. Yep.
Fucking terrifying. So it looks like, I don't know if I could, I'm not gonna play the sound because this looks like a thing that will block our video, but it looks like the guys are operating them with remote controls, but it's still terrifying how these things move, because you can see we are very close to the Terminator coming out of this shit. Because they get KO'd and he just gets back up like a fucking human, ready to go. Granted, they're only, I don't know what, 3.5 feet, 4 feet tall.
It's like your kangaroos. Not scary now, but full size.
Exactly.
Scary.
Terrifying. Imagine that full size human. And there's no wires connected, so the battery is strong enough to power these fucks. I don't know. This terrifies me.
I'm with you.
Because this is the battlefield.
It's going to be how wars are fought. And then, you know, these things are going to get smarter and smarter. And
yeah. And what happened? Oh, Jesus Christ. My gag. Stick a finger up his ass. No. Man down. Oh, that guy's out. What is he doing?
He's like, I'm done.
That was wild.
That was crazy.
He should spew mechanical oil all over the other one.
I had a different fight from that, but yours is more exciting. So
it's wild. I don't know. It's terrifying because I know there's at least 10 companies working on robots, and I know Tesla's got theirs coming out. But
yep,
We better have some kind of way to disable these fucking things, because they're gonna, them and AI, it's gonna stop them. Because I heard some of the AI is fighting against, if you tell it to turn itself off, it's fighting to do that, where it's like lying to the person and fighting to deactivate itself.
Yep.
It's some there's some nasty AI out there, so we'll see how that one works out. I'm sure it'll
There's
be
also
for the
some
best.
good AI. Check this out. I want
Yeah,
to,
go
now that
ahead.
you're talking about AI, I was fucking around with something the other day. I made myself, and I said I wanted to look tough and buff and have leather, and this is what it came up with.
Which thing did you use? Holy
The
shit.
Meta AI. I'm like, okay, I'm obviously not that big, but I was like, that face is, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little scary that it can get that close.
Wow.
Hold on, and then I'll show you one funny one. I fucked around with this for like an hour. I was the whole family was quite annoyed. What else is there? Here, we'll go with this one. Here's the very seductive version. If I can, where the fuck is my Zoom? Sorry. Cue 80s music.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Ingo. What kind of gay shit is this? You're trying to get dial it up for gay month here?
am.
Oh, fuck,
Wait, I
man.
got you. There's one more. I'll do one more and then I'll be done.
Fair enough.
Let me ungay this one second.
Okay.
There you
I'm
go.
with the early cleanse the palate here.
Here's me on a surfboard. I'm really impressed because I gave it one picture of me, and then I just
Yes.
started put you can write sentences about what you want the picture to include, and I put
Yeah.
weird shit in there, and it was like, there it is, boom. Like seconds later, it spits out an
Huh.
image and it's on point. It's the Meta AI. I
Yeah,
don't know
they
how I
touched
got
that
to it.
up.
It just happened to be on, it showed up on my Facebook when I was looking at it.
Yeah, I've messed around with the Twitter's AI, the Grok, and it's not great with images yet. Like, it takes time, and it's not even close when I ask it shit. But I
Yeah.
didn't upload an image to it to try, so
Well, it kind of makes sense
interesting.
because I think Facebook is a very image-heavy platform. Twitter, a lot more
100%.
text and links and stuff.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, sorry about that.
No,
Sidetrack.
you're good.
Let me show you this. Okay,
Sure.
I don't know. You met Rampage.
Yes.
Here he is on his channel. He's like overseas in the Philippines. Oh, that got you really choppy. Hold on. Sorry.
Yes, I actually had dinner with the Rampage.
There it is. Man, that was weird. Must be streaming from the Philippines. He's got the ladies with the pool party. They're doing a little fun action.
With
And
the hookah.
there's Rampage just hanging out, doing his thing. He's got his, I didn't even know he had, I don't know who this is, but she looks different than the others. He's just living his best life over in Thailand. What is it with all these, like Tim and John Jones, Philippines, Thailand? Why are they going to Asia? Is this like some weird second career, like you think, like where it's kind of one of those, like, who was it? David Hasselhoff was like, wasn't he massive in like
Germany.
Germany or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're kind of like, huh. Is it stupid or is it genius? That's my question.
Well, I think your money goes a lot farther in those other countries, right?
True. Yeah.
But you gotta be, are they dealing with men or women? That's the question, though.
Good
It's
question.
terrifying. You see, Dan Hooker ran an event in his backyard. The other day, he did some backyard fights. They were 1 minute fights, no weight limit, 32 men, $50,000 winner take all.
Nice.
I've got some highlights here that he shared, and I believe I can share sound. So let's do it.
Oh.
Big boys throwing bombs. I love this. Oh shit.
This guy's a little older.
Yeah. He's wearing a fucking dick protector. Oh man, there's a lot of power here, man. This looks like heavyweight central. Island boys, man.
Yeah. They're fighting on grass.
Yeah. Fuck. That looks fun as fuck. I hope he does it again. I don't know what the regulations are in. I don't know. Is that New Zealand?
No regulations.
You can fuck it. Who gives a shit? 50,000 winner takes
all. Hard to back that up. I got pretty much KOs and knowledge left, I think.
Yeah, I might have to skip a bunch of shit here. Trying to look at if there was anything. No, we covered that. I'll show one more typical or another KO. Dustin Poirier's cousin got attacked while he was working. His name is Glenn Poirier. And we will turn sound off. And they have the security video of this. And here, away we go. So this guy just attacks his cousin. His cousin's like, nope, kink. And then slip, slip, kink. Just knock him the fuck out.
Like, stay down, bitch.
Yeah. You don't want no more of this.
Much smaller than the other guy.
Yeah. It's like technique versus a drunk fuck.
Yeah.
Love it. Why don't you do some KOs? Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. I think this is it. Here. A little KO action from a little brawl.
Oh. Whenever you get KO'd like that and your arms go straight up and stiff, not great. This one.
And then here's another one. I forgot how to use Zoom. Jesus.
I know. It's been a while, right?
Variations of the spin kick. Why didn't it do that? Let's try this. Boom.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, took all of it. The whole foot to the face.
He ate it and he's like, give me more. I don't know, he didn't because he was dead. I have two. Let's see, we'll go no sound. This is another spin kick. Two Ooh. Second fucking spinning wheel kick. And whatever this one is.
Much smaller. Here we go. Shrokat Mirovazov.
It'll take all of 10 seconds. We're doing all this spinning shit this week, apparently. And those...
That was a quick spin kick. Good lord.
Yeah. And I got a couple of tweet of the weeks before we do a little knowledge here. So one of the guys fighting this weekend made a post about his game plan. So Andreas Gustafsson said, my game plan equals a full retard. I didn't know that was a strategy. Just you're just going for broke.
Seems like.
I like it. And then this NFL, which is, I don't know, some kind of fight league. The way they pull out of a event, they say, the guy is traumatized. This guy traumatized. So I don't know if that means injured or whatnot, but. Okay.
Is it like some kind of weird foreign thing and there was a translator that just said traumatized?
Yeah, and I don't know how they got the NFL as their league name when you're the National Fighting League. Apparently we don't agree to copyright, so we got all that. And then Ryan to knowledge, getting knowledge.
I have two things.
Yes. I have two also.
Here's one. So I came across your resume. I do apologize.
And I'm trying to blow this up. What is this? Nice.
The guy came across his resume.
Okay.
There's a theme. It's weird.
Took me a second.
Okay. Here's the one I really want to show you.
It's
how many guys are going to hit this post? It's a race. They put a post there right around the corner. Like,
Well, who's not going to hit it?
I mean,
because you want to take the corner as tight as you can.
Every third guy is hitting it.
Maybe you should. It looks like a removable post.
It does.
But yet everyone fucking wrecks
I
himself
mean,
on
if
it.
some guy was like, yeah, we'll just put stripes on it, no one's gonna run into this.
Yeah. So I think I could share a little bit of sound. So we'll start with one and then we'll clear cleanse the palate. So if your party doesn't look like this, don't invite me. I don't know what's going on here.
No way.
Yeah, so that. And then someone posted this. They said it's Mackenzie Dern showcasing her incredible balance while walking on her hands. But apparently, this is Mackenzie Dern's cousin, Glenda Dern, who does whatever this is going on, some sort of gymnastics.
Whoa.
Like walk on your hands while you're spread eagle.
Crazy.
Like that's some fucking dexterity, man. Good for her. I don't know, something about dexterity that's important these days.
I get it. God
And
bless her.
something about being a Dern. I don't know what it is. It's being an elite athlete, top of the game.
Yep.
And on that note, we can shut down. I'm
God, nice
ready.
to be
Wow,
back. That was
it
this week's
is.
edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, thanks for playing.